Yes, good morning. I'm looking for Mrs.
This is she.
Ma'am, we have a little situation here.
Yes.
This is Officer Eagle Rippenclip from the New Jersey State Police.
Yes.
And we've got your son under arrest down here.
Excuse me, sir?
We have your son under arrest.
Which son is this we're speaking of?
Rick.
This is Officer. Who are you, sir?
Officer Rippenclip.
Officer Rippenclip. What is your badge number, sir?
We caught your son naked on Jones Beach.
No. What is your badge number?
741.
741-955. 741-955. Write that down.
We caught him naked on Jones Beach with a bow and arrow.
You have the wrong son.
No.
They caught him naked on the beach with a bow and arrow.
Never.
No, I think he must have given you a false identification.
No, and there was also a 50 stolen Yanni albums. From the Tower Records that he has in his possession.
Oh, my God. 50 stolen records.
Uh-oh.
Who is there with you?
My family.
Well, his blood alcohol content is about a 20. And when we arrived...
And what does that mean?
Legally drunk. Legally dead, really.
His blood alcohol level is a 20.
When we arrived, we found him...
Yes, sir?
We found his female companion wearing his underpants as a headband.
That's not my son.
Now, have you heard anything on TV about the pooch nabbing?
No, I haven't.
Well,
did anybody hear anything about the pooch nabbing?
From what we can gather, your son is the ringleader of this thing.
No, I know you have the wrong...
You
have the wrong person.
No.
My son loves animals.
Can you tell me how many pets your son owns?
At the present moment?
Yes.
One.
Well, we went to his apartment and it looked like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective's place. That's a felonious infraction punishable by 18 to 24 years incarceration.
Now, wait a minute. Break this down. I don't understand felonious.
We found 14 purebred dash hounds. And guess what? Your son Rick has no papers. He claims you have the papers. Is that true?
No.
You don't have the papers.
That is not true. I don't have the papers. He doesn't even like dachshunds. I can't believe he would have those.
Dash hounds.
What's the difference?
Ma'am, I'm not a dog expert.
I'm not either.
Well, he said you have the papers, and obviously he's lying. I'm glad you didn't try to lie, because I got ahead like a lie detector machine. Ever since I ran my motorcycle into that school bus, I can tell when somebody's lying. You need to get down here and bring $7,000.
Seven? Who? I don't have $7,000.
Well, then he's going to spend the night here.
I don't have $7,000.
We got him on the leather couch all naked, and he's sticking right to it.
You have him on a leather couch naked?
What can we do for him?
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't you have a blanket?
No, ma'am. We're not a hospital. We're a police station. And we're going to arraign him in about 10 minutes before Judge Nolan. Hammerhead Nolan?
You know what? First of all, I want to come down there and check this out. I want to make sure that we have the right one.
Well, he'll be calling
you. Then I'll discuss with you how I'm going to pay for it.
Has he ever been in prison before?
Never.
I'm getting that sick feeling in my head like you might be lying to me.
Never.
Does he have any allergies that you're aware of?
Yes, to bees.
Bees?
Bees.
Let me put that on his chart. What is his neck size? His inseam? What about his shoes?
He wants to know his neck size, his inseam size, and what size shoes he wears. What does this have to do with his incarceration?
Well, we like to buy each prisoner a new suit from Moe Ginsberg. Just to let them know we're here to be their friend.
I don't know Moe Ginsberg. They're going to make a suit for Moe Ginsberg.
God.
Do you all know Moe Ginsberg?
I don't know him.
No one here knows Moe Ginsberg.
No, he's a suit maker.
I've never heard of him.
If he's incarcerated, I don't really think he's going to require a suit.
Well, it sounds like you're having a party there or something. Maybe if you did less partying and took care of your children, maybe this wouldn't happen.
Who are you to moralize? What the hell do you know about me and my family?
Well, it seems like you got an awful lot...
Listen, sir, I think this conversation is ended.
Well, it seems like you got a big, long party going on there.
$7,000.
Who is that speaking?
That's my friend.
Well, you need to tell her to clam it. Otherwise, I'll come over there with a subpoena.
He said you have to clam it.
Why?
Because he's coming over here with a subpoena.
For who?
For you.
Huh. I'm not doing anything.
She needs to be incarcerated.
You need to be incarcerated.
Boy, you're in a mood today.
Give me that address again, would you?
Huh?
Give me that address.
2.
Mm-hmm.
2.
2 2.
2.
Mm-hmm.
2.
4 2.
2 2.
6 2.
2.
7.
2.
8.
2.
9. Excuse me, sir. Are we on the same wavelength?
2.
2. 10.
10 twos.
10 twos.
Road.
Where's he got it?
10 twos road.
Where is
has it now.
And what city?
Hatchapawkin.
Who? Spell that.
Hatchapawkin.
Yeah, I'd spell it.
Hatchapawkin.
10-2's Hatchapawkin.
No.
No.
10-2's Road.
10-2's Road.
Hatchapawkin.
It's 10-2's Road, Hatchapawkin.
Where's Hatchapawkin? I never even heard of the place.
Where's Hatchapawkin?
Hmm?
Where's Hatchapawkin?
Right near Garden City.
It's near Garden City. We'll have to get a map.
Get a map, and you got to get down here in 20 minutes, or he's going to Rikers.
No, I don't think that can happen.
He's going to Rikers Island.
Is this his phone call?
This is the one.
Why can't I speak personally to him?
Because he is too drunk to speak.
He's too drunk to speak. That's why this police officer is placing a call for him.
I don't know. It sounds fishy to me.
Would you tell your friend to be quiet there? You tell her Officer Rippenclip told her to close her mouth.
Officer Rippenclip said clip it. He doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Oh, this is funny now. All right, well, you got to get down here and pick him up or I'm sending him to Rikers.
We've got to go down now and pick him up. Do you have money for a cab?
I have a cab, but no money for that bail. They have a bail bondsman there?
Is there a bondsman available?
Yeah, we got Barry Bonds.
They got Barry Bonds. What are Barry Bonds?
I never heard of them.
Oh, that's a baseball player, they told me.
You got one smart one there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, your son actually set you up, ma'am. You're on the radio.
Oh, my gosh, we're on the radio. You got us.